This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Starting next year, Republicans will control Congress and the White House to a degree that they have not since the days of Presidents Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover. To many of their lobbyist allies in Washington, this is the time to get things done. However, it may not be that simple, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Every election year, the National Association of Manufacturers and the Business Industry Political Action Committee, or BIPAC, hold a morning-after press conference. Yesterday, the business lobbyists were jubilant in their low-key Washington way.
This will be our moment, we believe.
John Engler, former governor of Michigan, is president of the Manufacturers Association.
Starting early in 2005, Congress will need to get to work, and we'll be there to work with them and to support them. And I think that the opportunities truly are, in so many ways, better than they've ever been.
The other group yesterday, BIPAC, ran a campaign project that helped corporations mobilize their employees. BIPAC says they registered 812,000 voters. Now the project will become a lobbying operation. Project Director Daryl Scholl says business needs to have more clout on Capitol Hill.
How many times have we heard organized labor will talk to their members if I vote against them or if I vote with them? How many times have we heard the Christian right will talk to their members if we vote with them or vote against them? Prior to this election, we didn't often hear that the American business community would talk to their employees if we voted with them or against them. We think that is shifting.
Broadly speaking, corporate America's agenda starts with some issues that have been kicking around Congress for years. Take tort reform. House Republican leaders have the votes and the muscle to pass it. But in the Senate, Democrats have long blocked tort reform by threatening to talk it to death. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle lost on Tuesday. One Republican lobbyist says that might chill future filibusters. But trial lawyers and other opponents of tort reform say Americans just don't want it. Joanne Doroshow is director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, a consumer rights group.
The people that care about changing the civil justice system are basically the big Fortune 500 companies, organized medicine, and the lobbyists.
Organized labor, too, may be down after this election, but it won't say it's out. Bill Samuel is legislative director at the AFL-CIO.
Congress was gridlocked over the last 2.5 to 3 years, and the reason was the administration and the Republican leadership made a decision to govern really as a conservative party, and the country is not conservative, it's moderate.
Samuel points out that in Florida, voters re-elected President Bush, but also overwhelmingly approved a boost in the minimum wage, a step that labor wants Congress to take as well. Congress will also be facing a big long-term problem, a fiscal crisis triggered by the deficit, the debt, and pressures on Social Security. Mark Bloomfield at the American Council for Capital Formation, a group that advocates policies to promote investing, says Congress always wants to defer tough decisions. But this time, a presidential legacy and congressional reputations might, just might, lead Congress to take on this problem.
So there's a political incentive for the Congress and all incumbents to do something about it. But will it be done? I think it's a tough call.
Any talk of progress assumes some degree of bipartisanship. President Bush and Senator John Kerry both called for unity yesterday. And according to lobbyist Wright Andrews, lawmakers have their hopes, too.
I've talked to many members, not since the election, but certainly going into it, and there's a real desire on a lot of members' part to work together more constructively.
Almost all lobbyists prefer bipartisanship. It's easier to get things done that way. And besides, who wants to work in a place where everybody's always mad at each other? Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A question I've asked myself now and again over the years.